This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Untreated minor health concerns can grow into big, expensive ailments, maybe even fatal illnesses. That's true for people who are in jail, too. As Public Health New Mexico's Marisa DeMarco reports, many of the state's jails charge inmates copays for their medical care. But some say the fees deter inmates from seeking the help they need before health problems get out of control.
At the colorless entrance to the San Juan County Detention Center, uniformed employees sit behind a wall of formica and glass, answering phones and listening to a small radio. Next to me, a young mom holds on her lap a crashed-out toddler with spiky black hair. Lots of people who work in incarceration will tell you it isn't only the inmate who does the time. Family members are often health advocates for people inside.
I've personally gone down there numerous times, not just once.
Dee Malagon Hernandez worries about her son getting the right prescriptions and seeing a doctor. He'd been in the San Juan County Jail for about a year, and inmates often lose their insurance or Medicaid while they wait for their day in court.
You know, if he did wrong and he needs to do time, fine. But if these inmates or my son is sick and they need medical help, they should get the medical attention.
What do you think it's like for inmates who don't have a mom advocating for them?
It's bad. It's bad.
The fact that three inmates died in the jail earlier this year weighs on her mind, too.
I would not have my son coming out through the back door as other people, feet first, dead.
And then there are the copays. Inmate Jason Trujillo and I spoke at the San Juan County Jail this summer.
They take it off of your books.
He's talking about an account that people get when they enter jail that's often used to buy things from the commissary, like toiletries or food.
If you've got any money coming in, or if you have any money on your books already, then it's taken from there.
So if you request medical care but can't pay for it, your jail account goes into the red. The next time your family sends you money, their cash pays off your health care debt first. And it's hard for inmates to ask for money, Trujillo says. They often feel ashamed because they can't provide for their families.
There's quite a few people back there who just decide not to put in a request for that reason and just tough it out or deal with it the best they know how.
You have reached the Eddy County Detention Center.
Hello, you've reached the Socorro County Detention Center.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Cibola County Detention Center.
I called all 29 jails in New Mexico and learned that copays are typically somewhere between $3 and $10 for a visit with a doctor and around $5 for prescriptions. According to just about every jail administrator I spoke with, the fees are meant to lighten the burden on the taxpayer and discourage inmates from abusing the system. Here's the thing. There's no entity tracking medical care in New Mexico jails. There are no state laws in place, no one counting illnesses, injuries, or deaths. And unlike prisons, which are overseen by a single department, the jails are run independently. County commissioners set fee policies and medical care contracts.
There are not mandatory standards. There is an accreditation program.
But Grace Phillips with the New Mexico Association of Counties says accreditation is voluntary, meaning jails can choose whether to seek it. Meanwhile, she adds, a jail population is often dealing with higher rates of mental illness and infectious diseases. And even before factoring in those issues, jail's expensive.
We know on average counties are spending one out of every three general fund dollars on detention, and the cost is going up dramatically.
Since I did those interviews at the San Juan County Jail this summer, commissioners voted in mid-September to change the policy and stop charging copays at that facility. The warden, who wouldn't speak to KUNM on the record, told the commission that the fees are more trouble than they're worth. The facility is facing lawsuits alleging shoddy medical care and that some people died as a result. Still, inmates at 13 other jails in New Mexico are charged copays for health care. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.